Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Switching on the Carrie and Tommy podcast means you're about to get a true taste of fun. Tonight for dinner, switch it for salmon with Tassal Tassie Salmon. It's Tasmanian for salmon. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your Thursday afternoon. How are we going?
Well, I'm intimidated for one.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
I don't know you have seen the new Carrie Bickmore.
Don't win nowhere. We ain't.
I was intimidating way before today.
Lads, boys.
You know, we walked in here today because something has changed about you, Bick.
Yeah.
We're gonna say what it is up next, but. Yeah. We walked the halls here at the radio studio, and I don't often like walking the halls, but you love it. You're like, nah, let's scare
them. Let's pound the pavement.
Yeah. And then you walked along, and usually it's not pavement, it's carpet. And usually people in sales, like, they wave and stuff, and today just people going, oh,
hiding
no.
under their desk.
Yeah, someone just started throwing, some of them threw their wallets out and said, take what you need and give it back.
I did, and I took it.
Yeah.
Because it's a new me.
It is.
Why am I new? I'll tell you next.
Carrie and Tommy.
The Thursday arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Coming up a little bit later on, one of the world's most famous heroes joins us.
Yes, that actually is a pretty good exclusive.
Mm.
And a great chance for kids to get involved and ask some questions too.
Absolutely.
Hey, right now though, I nearly needed a hero in the car park because you know when you arrive at an underground car park, and sometimes it's a bit
scary because it's dark.
And also I spook easily. And so I got out and then I noticed firstly I heard a very familiar voice and it went, hey, and it was your voice.
Hi,
and
Tommy.
And I was immediately put at ease. And then as I went to turn around, a shadow loomed over me and I was terrified. I clutched my pearls and then I actually ripped them a bit hard and they went plink, plink and plinked all on the ground. And I thought, don't move your feet because if you step on the pearls, you'll fall on your back. You'll do it. It's all over.
And then I'll laugh.
And then you'll laugh. Oh, yeah. And I thought that everything resembles Carrie. Except there's something different about her.
Mm.
There's a bit of an edge.
Mm.
There's a bit of a coldness.
You might have had a normal Thursday, but I didn't. Because
What'd you do, Bickie?
I get tats now. That's what I do.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I had one years ago and I thought, why not get another? And I've got more to get too.
This
is just the beginning. Yeah.
You're inked up.
Man,
what is this?
Even discussed with my tattoo artist, because I have one guy I go to now.
He's exclusive. You can't see him.
Ben.
No, you mean my tattoo artist.
At Umbra. He's awesome.
Yeah, sorry, it's exclusive. Sorry.
No, he's exclusive for me.
Yeah.
Why would he work on all those arms and backs and sleeves when he can work on a tiny little one on my wrist?
Yeah. The beginnings of a sleeve, mate. The beginnings of a sleeve.
In fact, it stressed him out doing mine because he said normally when he does a full sleeve, there's room for error. Right? Because there's so much going on. If he gets a line wrong, he can like colour it in. He said, with your dainty wrists and little little hearts that you want on there, he goes, there's no room for error. So I stressed him out.
So what is it? So you mentioned hearts, but is it hearts in a skull or is it something on fire?
Hearts in a skull, no. Yeah. You may have seen on my Instagram a few weeks ago when I was away, Chris sent me a video of Addie. She was missing me and she has this little saying she says to me when she wants me to know that she loves me. And this is what she says.
Bye, Mom. I love you. Heart to heart.
And she makes a little heart symbol with her fingers.
I tell you what,
because she has heart to heart with her hands.
You might be the hard ass of the team, but that is nearly torn my little heart in half.
Isn't she so cute?
It's cute. Can we hear it again? Sorry.
Bye, Mom. I love you. Heart to heart.
But imagine it with the little heart-to-heart action.
Mate, it's cute so enough cute. Without it.
Anyway, I can't have her with me at all times because I've got stuff to do. So I thought, why not have her with me in spirit and I'll get two little hearts tattooed on my wrist so I can look down and always think of her saying, I love you, Mum, heart-to-heart.
Mm.
That's some badass shit.
Is it?
But what was funny was after I got the tattoo, and it wasn't even painful because I get tattoos now, it's my thing, and they're not painful. I went to my local cafe to get a coffee, And I walked in and Rick was there and I was like, hey, Rick. And he was like, hey. And he goes, how's your morning? I said, good. I said, oh, I got a tattoo and showed him and he laughed. And I said, why are you laughing? And he goes, what? And I said, why are you laughing at my tattoo? And he goes, what do you mean? You got a tattoo on a Thursday morning. And I was like,
yeah, you did.
Why is that weird to get a tattoo? God. Is there a certain time of the day or a certain day of the week that tattoos are meant to happen?
Imagine what you're going to be doing on the weekend if you're doing this on a Thursday.
And so then I just thought afterwards, how funny that certain activities should only and can only happen on certain days of the week and times of the day. And for
you've thrown
Rick,
that out the window.
For Rick, a Thursday morning tattoo has blown his mind.
Yes.
And so it was interesting. What do you guys get up to? What midweek badassery do you get up to? Gosh. Stuff that people only think happens like in the deep dark hours of a Saturday night. Yes. Wednesday morning, 10 a.m., you're doing it. I want to hear 131060. Call us.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon. And on 131060, we want to speak to some midweek badasses. Yeah.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
Yep. Just a standard Thursday morning tap for me.
Yeah. Meanwhile, on this side of the desk over with me, producer Sonda was trying to bounce along to a bit of ditty and she banged her elbow in the desk and now
she's a badass.
She is in quite a lot of pain.
Yeah, this morning I went and got another tattoo, two little hearts to represent my little daughter Addie, who says to me all the time,
bye, Mum. I love you. Heart to heart.
Oh.
So
that
cute.
Is just, my ovaries are absolutely bursting.
I should make that my ringtone. Yeah.
Oh.
I could also just get her to say it to me in person because she's my child.
No, whenever you see her again, you can do that.
Anyway, when I went to the local cafe, the guy was surprised that just on a Thursday morning I'd got a tattoo. Yeah. And I thought, yeah, that's some midweek badassery. Yeah. Kelly, what are you getting up to midweek?
I can actually one up Carrie on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I got a tattoo on a Wednesday.
Oh, my God. Too early in the week, Kelly.
Yeah, that's actually
I'm not up
reckless.
For badassery on a Wednesday.
Well, they shut the tattoo shops. What did you get, Kel?
I actually got a tattoo in memory of my nan who passed away last December. So on my forearm, her name and heartbeat and a heart.
Oh, so you got good a heart too, Kelly. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, midweek on a Wednesday.
Hey, Kel, have you got, because this is Carrie's.
Second.
I'm just trying to work out who's more badass.
Okay.
Oh.
And have you got two tattoos?
I've got two.
Okay.
Oh, where's your other one, Kel?
I've got one on my foot. It's my children's names.
Yes.
I've also got a dolphin on my ankle that I got when I was 18.
Okay, you win, Kel.
Straight up gangster.
Good on you, Kelly. What about you, Chrissy? What badassery are you getting up to midweek?
Well, it's not morning midweek stuff. It's late night midweek stuff.
Oof.
My 10-year-old daughter likes to do a midnight Kmart spree.
Oh, that's
like, Mom,
so fun.
Can we go to midnight Kmart? And I'm like, oh, okay.
Even I love the idea of that. Just that, and it would be quite empty. You get, it's almost like you're in there when you're not meant to be in there.
And you feel guilty when she comes to you with her $20 going, but please, I've got my own money. I'm like, okay.
Chrissy. Look,
yes,
are you going to pass judgment about a 10-year-old being up at midnight? I feel like that's what's happening over there.
No,
I can
I
see
was
it.
Say,
all
what did you buy?
Weren't going to say that.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, obviously squishmallows.
Of course.
And that
squishmallows.
Sort of thing.
You know
the
how
rare
to live
ones,
life.
Of course.
Is Kmart open? Is it open all night?
Some of them are 24
hours. Some of them are, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can do it too. You can join in the midweek badassery.
I didn't even know this because often I tell Johnny, my 51-year-old housemate, he wants to go to Kmart and I say, Johnny, it's past 8 p.m. It'll be shut and your bedtime was 2 hours ago. So we can't all be badasses, Chrissy. Who do you want, Pickers?
What about Taylee? Tali. Tali there.
Yep, Carly.
Or Carly.
Carly.
Carly, what are you getting up to midweek?
My partner and I work for ourselves, so on a rain day we call it and we head over to the local day spa, spend 3-4 hours there.
What do you guys do? What's your business, Carly? What type of industry?
It's construction.
No wonder it's impossible to get a trade these days.
What do you request at the day spa, Carly?
My favourite's an Indian head massage, good for all the headaches. We get body scrubs. We get remedial massages.
Remedial massages.
Massages. Massages. In my head.
Are you getting any midweek massages? Kate?
So I'm a single mum, so yeah. I have my kids all the time, yeah. And I'm really limited for free time. So I do all my Tinder hookups like early morning, 8 a.m., like Tuesday, Wednesdays, sometimes Mondays.
I really want to live large, I had a Monday for the regime.
I've got to start getting up earlier.
I drop the kids at daycare, I drop the kids at Oosh, and then I get to... back to my house and then off to work.
Kate, I've got so many questions. Firstly, congratulations. Well done.
This is proper midweek badass.
I know. It's rocking me to my core. Kate, is that a first date? Like, will you ask someone for a first date at 8, or will you have a date at night and then you go, hey, by the way.
Kids, you can't have the dates at night. She just told
no
you that.
There's no date. It's just mum time fun.
It's just midweek badassery, mate. What are you not understanding about it?
Where are more of you?
Carrie and Tommy. It'll be Thursday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
How much did you want Elvis's jet?
Oh, so much.
Oh, really?
What do you mean? Of course. Have you got an Elvis jet update?
I do.
It was on the market the other day.
660,000.
Yes, and you showed it to me. I was like, that's an amazing. Yeah.
It can't fly. Thing.
No.
You'd have to get it back to Australia, but you're thinking about making it an Airbnb.
Yeah, I just think, obviously, I don't have that much money, but I think it would be a great investment. And
anyway.
If any angel investors. Anyway, someone just bought it. And they got in touch with us.
But then they're willing to sell it to us for a good price.
Great.
I'm not sure. I don't want to throw producer Georgia under the bus here, I don't think she understands. Your wage, because she has gone back and said that unfortunately the budget's very restricted and she's wondering what the lowest offer would be because you don't have a lot of room to move.
Yeah,
and I don't think Georgia understands that you spend crazy amounts of money on things you don't need. Mm. And I feel like she may have undersold you a bit here.
How much have
you
got an
offer?
Because
now we've got nothing back from them. They've gone cold on us going back and forth.
Traditionally, asking someone what's the lowest possible amount of money I can give you is not a starting point
for a negotiation. That's what I'm worried about.
Mm.
So maybe you have a chat to Georgia off air and tell Georgia what you're willing to go to. And then she can get back in the Elvis plane game.
Yeah, okay, great.
Great, great.
We might have to go over and do a recce because...
Oh, my God. Graceland? Is that where we're going?
No.
Where was it?
That's not at Graceland.
Oh,
anyway.
That's right. It's probably in a desert somewhere.
Hey, up next...
That's Graceland, isn't it?
What?
In the desert.
I don't know, Carrie. We're on air.
Memphis.
Memphis. Is that deserty? Nah. Is it?
Tennessee.
Okay.
Geography chat.
Hey, up next. We got a guest who can fly.
Oh, my God.
That's next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Hey, Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Coming up after 4, our most confusing segment.
It's our most misunderstood.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
We
misunderstand. Then the same page.
I heard Jesse chatting on air earlier, promoting what was coming up on our show, and he promoted that segment. Mm. And even listening to him promote it in my head, I was like, but that sounds like he's saying thank you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Just so you know, you've sounded no different when you say it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We'll do this later. Yes.
Yep.
But
what
right
are we
now. Well, it's very rare for a radio show to have access to one of the biggest superheroes in the world, but we do. What's up, Batman?
Hello, Carrie and Tommy.
It's nice to see you again. What have you been up to since we last saw you?
I'm just getting ahead on my Christmas shopping.
Oh yeah.
And been listening to the catch up on the listener app.
You're a company man, Bat.
I meant to have this chat with you before we chatted to Batman. Yeah. When should I tell Batman that I've never seen?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Batman. Just tell him now.
So
Bats have bad eyes, but I think you've got quite good ears.
My ears are impeccable.
Sorry, you're also human. I forget.
Seen you in action.
What? Have you been to movie world?
No. Can you paint the picture for me and for the others out there that haven't seen you in action? What do you do?
Well, I'm a man who is a bat and I fight crime.
Are you the good guy?
Oh, I'm the best guy.
Hey, I've wondered this because I've seen you fight all different types of crime. What's your favourite job to get?
I like receptionist.
Sorry.
Job.
Sorry.
Sorry. Batman. Hang on. Batman, you got confusing. I meant, yeah, crime. What crime do you, is your
Batman
favorite?
Batman a receptionist? That's not what I thought the plot of the movie
I'm
was.
Trying to save some money, so I reception myself.
Okay. Like you're your own PA. Hang on.
If we're going to go down this road, let's give it an attempt. I'm going to pretend to call you, and so I'm going to go ring, ring, and then you pick up how you're answering your new reception job. Bring, bring.
This is Batman. How can I help?
Hey, Batman. I just got a few queries. Yesterday, you tried to solve a carjacking, and you ended up actually punching me in the face, and it was my car. Do you have some kind of complaint system I can deal with?
Yes, I'll have to pass you on to Alfred.
Is it going to be you putting on Alfred's voice again?
No. Alfred! Alfred!
Okay, I'll wait. Is Alfred there?
Hello, this is Alfred.
Hey, so the great news about having access to a superhero is, you know who loves superheroes? Kids, right? And we often get to ask Batman the question. But the kids listening, they don't get to ask Batman a question. What a great opportunity.
I should have got a question from Waleed. He's obsessed with Batman.
Okay. I'm obsessed with Waleed.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, like, next time I'll have a question from Waleed.
Oh, yeah. Is Waleed secretly a superhero?
I would never reveal his identity.
Who is it?
Robin.
Hey, if you got your kids around and they've always wanted to ask a question of Batman, here is a great chance to do it. It can be about anything.
Also, if you're looking for a temping job,
yeah,
there's a receptionist job that needs to be filled because he's terrible at it.
Give us a call, 131860, questions for Batman.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but it is not just us, guys.
No.
I'm here too.
We need to turn your mic on before you can talk.
I'm here too.
That voice is Batman that you hear. Now, Batman, you've been a friend of the show for quite a long time. Thank you for popping in again. We've always got to ask you questions. We thought it'd be fun if we opened the phones and kids could ask you questions. Are you ready to be grilled by the youngsters of this great nation?
I love kids. Not on the phone.
Yes, of course. G'day, Lakai.
Hey, I was wondering, Batman, what brand is your car and how fast can it go?
Which car you're referring to? Because I have multiple.
Well, your fastest car.
Yeah, great question, Lakai.
Well, you should know I'm actually scaling back on the vehicles.
Are you going electronic? Are
no,
you going,
I'm just...
I mean electric?
Being environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
So I'm catching a lot of public transport.
Are you?
And walking a lot.
It's good for the rig.
Great for the rig.
Yeah, Lakai,
don't you think that's a bad... Lakai's just on the phone. He wants to know how fast your car goes.
It's a Toyota.
And it goes within the speed limit.
Yes, 60 in a 60 zone.
40 in a school zone.
40 in a school zone.
Did you just say it's a Toyota because Carrie has a Toyota sponsorship?
Thank you, Batman.
So do I.
We got it
don't
together.
Don't you?
Two for one.
How embarrassing.
Who else you got? Thanks, Lakai.
Thanks, Lakai. Hey, Ace.
Hi, Carrie and Tommy. How are you?
You're very well. Hold on. You'll get your time, Batman. Gosh, you're a bit pushy. Ace, I'm sorry about that. He can be a bit rude sometimes. Have you got a question for Batman?
So I'm a very big Vegemite lover, and I just want to know, Batman, do you like Vegemite?
Loathe the Vegemite. Not a fan at all.
Did you get out of the wrong side of bed?
Ace,
let me guess, you're a Nutella lover?
Love Nutella.
Of course you are.
Yes.
Why do you say of course he is, Ace?
Because he's a bit special.
Wow. Okay, Ace, you know what? Next caller, Jesse.
Ace is, oh my gosh, what's happened to you? Ace is saying you're special in a nice, positive way. Is it Batman always angry? As I've said, I've never seen the movies, but you're a bit aggressive.
Well, we have got him up in the middle of the day.
Oh, is he a nighttime man?
I'm nocturnal.
Of course.
Sorry, what would you usually be doing right now when you're not in here in studio with us?
I'd be napping.
Yeah.
And I'd be planning my next crusade.
So what does that mean?
The tram route.
Does that mean Bruce Wayne never did any business during the day?
He dabbled. The end.
Is he doing reception work during the day?
Yeah. Are you just doing that nighttime reception work?
Yes.
Millie, he isn't in the greatest of moods, but do you have a question for Batman?
I do. How did Batman get his powers?
Wow. Millie, that's a great question.
Millie.
Oh my God,
even better.
You're having a shocker.
I can't read.
Sorry, Millie.
You he can sometimes hear, though.
He's got bits that cover his eyes. Sometimes they droop down, and he can't see properly.
Okay, Millie
has a question.
Millie, that's an incredible
How do you get your superpowers?
Well, I'm a Superman. Wait.
No, you're not. You're Batman.
Yes, that's, you're right.
Oh my God.
I got him when I fell down a cave and I bumped my head.
Did a bat bite you?
It that too.
Great stuff, Millie.
Losing faith.
We've got one more. G'day, Kaylee.
Hi.
Kaylee, how old are you?
7.
Good on you, Kaylee. This is going to be Batman's last question for the day because he is giving us the wrap-up signal with his hand. Kaylee, what is your question for Batman?
Why hasn't he defeated the Joker yet?
Oh, great question.
I've been busy, but I'll defeat him if I want to.
Can you give?
Oh, so it's just by choice.
Do you have a suggestion, Kaylee?
You might just go and run him over.
That's a great suggestion.
Thank you, Kaylee.
It's got you up and about.
I'll get in my Toyota right now.
Yes, Kaylee, do you have a favorite superhero?
Yes, but it's not DC. It's Marvel. It's Spider-Man.
Who's
Spider-Man?
It's Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'd take Spider-Man right now because Batman's been a dud.
How do you feel about Kaylee? I reckon you've got a few seconds. Are you open to being convinced to maybe changing, Kaylee? And if Batman's nice enough to you, will you make him your favourite superhero?
Yeah.
Well, Kaylee, I will fly over your school and say hello.
I thought you couldn't fly.
Oh, I can't fly.
Yeah, sorry.
You can glide, but you cannot fly.
Whoa, too far, Kaylee.
I know that from the movie.
Do you want to? Is there any prizes?
I think I'd rather chat to Kaylee.
Is there any prizes you could give Kaylee to get her over the line?
Kaylee?
Yeah.
I hope you're seated because this is pretty exciting. Kaylee gets a beautiful pack of fresh salmon from Tassal.
How are you even going to get to the South?
Kaylee, thank you. Did he convince you that he's your favourite superhero now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, well.
Kaylee, call back next week. We'll get Superman in. You can ask Superman some questions.
No, it was Spider-Man.
Oh, was it Spider-Man?
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Kaylee. This is a mess.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and coming up very soon, our most controversial, confusing, frustrating segment that we do
for everyone.
But back by popular demand. Mm. However, do you want to come on a holiday with us?
Yeah.
It's 7 o'clock, yeah, it's fish 30.
Carrie and Tommy are headed to beautiful Tasmania.
Turn up the burner, let's celebrate. Tasmania and the salmon on our plate. Ready, steady, cause it's salmon time.
Carrie and Tommy's ready, steady salmon.
Switch it for salmon tonight with Tassal Tassie Salmon. Protein packed and loaded with a delicious burst of omega-3 in every bite. Tassal, it's Tasmanian for salmon.
How good's this, Bickers? We are talking a trip for two to Tassie, including return flights, 4 nights accommodation, a Tasman Island cruise with Pennicott Wilderness Journeys, salmon tasting at the Tassal Salmon Shop.
You're missing the main item on the agenda. You guys get to come and have lunch with us, but what's special is that we are cooking you lunch. We are having a cook-off.
Yes.
I've got my recipe sorted. You've got your salmon recipe sorted. What's wrong?
Yeah, I'm having second thoughts about my recipe.
You've already lodged it. You can't change your mind.
What do you mean? Why is that a rule?
Because
I can unlodge stuff.
That's part of the rules. You can't. Yeah. Just commit to something for once.
No. What if he picks the wrong one in panic? Maybe you'll get him.
Yeah. Actually, maybe I will because he won't be prepared. Yeah. Anyway, my salmon dish is going to be delicious. And we want you guys there to come with us to Tassie.
Sounds awesome. Jesse, what have people have to do?
Just register at carrieandtommy.com.au and switch it for salmon tonight with Tassal Tassie Salmon. Protein packed and loaded with a delicious burst of omega-3 in every bite. Tassal, it's Tasmanian for salmon.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Woo!
Be Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home.
Jesse, hit the opener.
thank you or no thank you.
Maybe we need an opener. Maybe that's the reason this segment doesn't work.
I don't reckon.
Could it be that thank you and thank you sound the same?
So.
But a distinct difference. One is with an F, thank you, and one's with a TH, thank you. And this segment is thank you, or no thank you.
Do you reckon that's the first time you've said that? And it's about our eighth time we've done it. Do you reckon that's going to end the frustration?
But I feel like so many people listening get it. It's just that our callers that call through don't. Like, I think if you're listening, you get that we're trying to say thank you with an F. And when the callers go, I just want to say thank you for having a nice day, it's like you've missed the point.
This is to say thank you or no thank you to things, people, whatever it is that's getting you or not getting you in the world. Can I kick off?
Yeah.
I would like to say no thank you to having pictures from when you were a little kid on your dating app profile. It is very common. I don't. Because I'm saying no thank you to them.
You don't want to see somebody when they were a kid?
No. I just think it's a.
Why?
I just think it's a weird thing to go, hey, if I'm after potential suitors, you know what? Here's me in primary school. Like, I don't care, mate. I'd much rather see you now.
Would you? And then do you want like a look through like the old photo books at some point together?
What are you talking about?
Well, that's what's just cutting that stage out, because then you don't have to sit down and have to watch as she goes, and this was me when
Guess
I
Guess what? I've already cut that stage out. That's just never happening.
This is ever.
Okay, Thank you. To photos of kids when they were,
To kids that are now adults who are trying to date.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chill out. We've got our audio producer who we've lured from a cave in Ipswich to come and join us in studio. Jezalenko, your beauty. Have you got a thank you or a no thank you?
It's a double-pronged thank you. I think it's a bit lame, but a thank you to people who put their childies back, and a no thank you to people who don't put your childies back.
See, I disagree.
I'm so sorry, because I also disagree.
What do you mean?
I think if you've put a $1 coin or a $2 coin in that, you've bought it, so you can keep it.
And you can leave it wherever you want.
Thank you. Yeah, I can.
No, I appreciate it. I agree with you.
I was a trolley boy when I was in high school, so I needed the job, Jez. You just put me out of work.
No, thank you. You didn't have to do anything?
Sorry.
Yeah, but then I just get fired.
Firstly, I've got a few questions.
You just look good at your job.
What was your max number of trolleys at once?
Oh, it was 33.
Oh, yeah. Damn, Jesse. Yeah. Second.
Definitely got in trouble for that.
What do they recommend you go to?
It was like 8, and then they scaled it back to 5. I was like, mate, I'll be here all day.
Can we just take a quick Robin? Just take a quick call to Robin. Sorry, not just take a quick Robin. Just before we go, you know, to the song and get people to call. I just want to hear what Robin has to say. Robin, what are you calling about?
I just want to say no thank you to the people that call and say thank you.
Robin, you've hit it right on the head. Hit it right on the head, Robin. Thank you, Robin.
You got it, Robin. But hearing it back, I can see why this segment's confusing.
No, Bickers, stand your ground. Yeah, Robin gets it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Robin.
131060. What do you want to say thank you and no thank you to?
Gary and Tommy.
Thank you, Taylor Swift. It's Gary and Tommy.
Thank you. I like that song. Mm.
We are doing thank you or no thank you.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you said thank.
Yeah. Sorry, what was that?
What?
I want to say thank you. Actually, no thank you to people that can't work out this segment.
Loretta, is that you?
Yeah, I pretty much can't work it out. But
so, what bit don't you get, Loretta?
I just couldn't really hear the difference between the both, and I was like, well, why don't you just say thank you?
I just don't get what you can't hear the difference between thank you and thank you.
The F and the th is like too close.
Loretta, you just said F twice then.
Yeah. You're not alone, Loretta.
I listen to you guys all day, Monday to Friday, and because I drive in my car a lot for work, and I wanted to ring for ages. I had to wait for a while.
Oh, thank you for finally calling, Loretta.
But I do have a lot to say anytime, but, you know.
You got to call all the time, Loretta. We love you.
Well, I can't go through the car, though, right, because otherwise you definitely won't. You'll hear more than F and C, don't you?
Hey, Loretta,
Yeah.
I've got to ask you. Firstly, thank you for listening. Sorry. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Oh, awesome. My gosh. I'm so sorry.
No, you said it right. I think you said it right.
Okay. is there a segment, and feel free to say whatever you want, is there a segment on the show that you
this
hate?
This is dangerous.
Well, not really. You know, it's entertainment. You guys are very entertaining and funny.
Best,
it must look really funny to other people in other cars because I'm always laughing. But
thank you, Loretta.
Yeah, I get a little bit frustrated with the alpha, you know, the alphabet thing. Yeah, because it just that 30 seconds is so short. Yeah. It does seem like
I love
like
that
five.
The segment you're annoyed about, you don't even know it's called, Loretta. Yeah. Yes, the alphabet thing
alphabet
is brilliant.
Thing.
Let's rename it the alphabet thing.
Yeah, the alphabet one.
Hey, Loretta.
But the O is the worst.
Thank you, we want to give you a present. What have we got?
A Disney Loretta? Villainous board game pack from Ravensburger.
Good on you, Loretta. Oh,
Loretta, what do you say? What do you say? No, you don't say.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
There you go.
Yeah, no,
there
you go. Thanks.
Thank you.
Did you say thanks or thanks?
I think you said thanks.
Thanks.
You're good on you, Loretta. Thank you.
Rebecca, do you want to say thank you or no thank you to something today?
No thank you to really slow trolley pushers.
Yep.
The ones that stand in the middle of the aisle and just they're strolling in your way. I get trolley rage.
Yes, I understand, Rebecca. Can I add a no thank you to your no thank you?
No problem.
I would like to say no thank you to those things they put on trolleys at supermarkets now that stop you taking them away from the supermarket.
Like, of course, they don't want you taking them away from the supermarket.
Yeah, but sometimes
somebody's got to return that.
But sometimes you want to take them away and sometimes your car is parked.
Why?
Because sometimes the car park's full and your car is just further away and you're trying to get your full load of groceries.
When was the last time you had a full load of groceries?
I've heard about this stuff happening.
This is because the supermarket's near your house.
You go to the most expensive supermarket every day and you spend $70 for three items and you've never had to take your groceries to a trolley.
Get the trolley back to my house.
They don't even have trolleys at the supermarket you're at.
Of course they do. What do you mean?
They don't. Those little, they've got little wheelie green things. That's not a trolley.
No, we've got trolleys. Right. I know because
I
try
say
and
no,
stash them at
thank
my house.
You to you pretending to be a man of the people. Nicole.
You think you know about trolleys, but you don't.
Also, which is wearing a fur coat off one shoulder.
It's a fur coat.
It's a fur coat. G'day, Nicole.
Hey, guys.
What do you want to say?
Well, I have a theory that you guys have it the wrong way around.
Okay, talk to us.
So for instance, I'm talking to the 10-year-old or 11-year-old, whatever he is, and I'm like, no thank you to that bad behaviour.
Mm.
Okay.
But when the toddler gives you something, you're like, thank you, that's so cute.
Because I'm having trouble hearing the difference myself.
Are you finding the segment confusing?
Because you've got to suss it out. No thank you. Like, no, thank you.
God, it is tough, isn't it? Jessie, what
compared
are you...
to thank you.
Yeah,
I
Nicole.
Can you spell it out each way, Nicole, for us?
So what are you saying it should be?
No, no thank you as in T-H.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank you as in F-A-N-K-Y-O-U. Thank you.
So it's
so she
no
does get it.
Thank you.
It doesn't sound like she then, does.
Apparently I don't.
Thank you. I think we're all a bit confused, Nicole.
I'm completely confused because I thought it was the other way around where you guys would be like, no, thank you, in a negative way.
Hey, guys, sounds the same, but it's going to be back next week.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers. Hello. I've come across the hot dating trends list. Did you guys know about this? Do you guys know about this?
Yeah.
I haven't read it yet, but I plan.
Can you try it and then get back? Go do it and get back to us, and then we'll know it if it is in fact the hot date.
No, no. Why would
I get a wedding invitation?
Why would I do that when I can just read about it during the song and report back next about the hottest dating trends at the moment?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Lots still to come, including I did something to my nanny that I think might be bordering on torture.
Jeez. Is that illegal?
Sure. I don't know. Anyway. I need your thoughts.
Okay.
And then I'll know how to handle it.
Okay, we'll do that soon. But right now, I want to talk about just a couple of dating trends that I didn't know existed.
Trends.
There's new dating trends.
Great.
So if you're sitting in your car, if you're listening wherever you are and you're thinking, God, I need some new dating trends. Have I got
Is that what you Google at night?
You. Hey?
Is that what you Google?
No,
at
this
night?
Is what my computer brings up for me because I've searched it so much. Of course. You know when your devices listen?
Targeted advertising.
Yes.
They listen. You're just sitting on your couch going, oh, what's the latest dating trend I could try?
So do you want to go? We'll go through a few of these. We've got vabbing. That's a Jesse thing. Vabbing. But anyway, we won't talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll show you later.
Yes. This is a new version of an old technique. It's lazy booty calls, right? Mm-hmm. So what you do is you send, say on Instagram or something, right? Mm-hmm. You'll put a alluring pickup and you'll just put it to a selection of close friends, but it's say, so instead of targeting one person, you'll put it out to 10 people.
Like a new story.
And hope you get one.
Yes, and hope you get a bite back. We used to do a version of this, which was blank messaging. So we would send
like 10 girls a blank message.
A blank message.
And if they went, what? And you went, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to send that to you.
Did I just send you a blank message? I'm so sorry. What are you up to?
Such an idiot. But what if all 10 got back to you?
What do you mean, heaven?
Okay, sorry. Yeah. How often did all 10 get back to you?
What if there's too much food at the buffet? I reckon you'll be right, big guy. Yes, very good, Jesse. Muffet is very good.
Oh, I didn't say it.
Sorry, I didn't. Yeah, sorry, maybe I misheard. Hey, here's the one I want to talk about, one I want to focus on. Voice phishing. I did not know this was a thing. Did you know voice phishing was a thing?
No.
So obviously you're familiar with catfishing and the idea behind catfishing, and it's using someone else's photos and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Voice phishing, because of the prominence now of voice notes that you can send people, and it's an option on a lot of the dating apps as well, people use voice phishing. So they'll alter their voice to make it sound more attractive.
Sexier.
Yes. And then you rock up and you're like, hey, hang. And they're like, oh my gosh, I've been voice fished by this person.
Yes. I don't know if I can put on other voices.
Because this is how I wanted to finish.
Okay.
Obviously, when people alter their voice for voice fishing, they want to go for the sexiest possible voice. So I'm going to get you to send Jesse and I you're going to basically blank message us with a voice note, but we're going to shut our eyes and you give us the sexiest voice you can for your voice note. Okay. Jesse, your eyes closed?
Yep.
Hey, boys, what are you up to?
I'm in.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know how they use music as a form of torture?
Oh, yes. I've seen it in Ozarks.
Oh, wait, which episode?
Remember when Omar takes what's his name? The main dude, Michael.
He sounds so old.
He puts him in the pit and only plays heavy metal to him.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
takes the lead guy, Bateman.
Yes,
and
puts
him in the pit.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm just saying the
you
same
thought
words
I was
back
sounding
to you.
Old, and then you just repeated what I said.
I have no idea what's happening.
Great show. Have you not seen Ozarks?
No.
Oh my god, I feel jealous that you've got it all ahead of you. Oh,
lucky me, guys. I won't listen to any more of
your explanations. It's amazing.
Are you about to tell me about the most common song they use?
No, you tell me though. What is
No, because I'm trying
song?
To remember now. I know Crazy Frog was one that they used a lot. They would just play it over and over and over to you.
I remember Guantanamo, there was a song they would use.
So I go to say it was Baby, Justin Bieber's song.
No.
But now I don't know if I'm getting confused.
Do we have Baby?
The most.
How would we feel about hearing it? How long for?
Oh, you have to leave days.
Days?
Yeah, days.
Just the
days,
one song days, for days. Because when I went camping, remember, and they had Swamp Thing play, that's the only song they had all night. Down, 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 bit of banjo.
It is a form.
What's this?
Oh, this is Justin Bieber's Baby.
No, I'll tell you anything.
Oh, I thought it was Baby. Is that Baby?
Oh, he's getting there.
Yeah. He does sound so young.
So young.
Jesus, it's not torture from producer Belle.
I reckon I could cope with that for 24 hours.
Okay, let's put her in a room. I think it is accompanied with other stuff. Like from Ozora. They spray him with a hose.
I don't want to get bogged down in all that misery stuff. I just wonder if there was a song.
Torch is generally bad. It's just our stance.
If there was a song that you were forced to listen to, which would be the one that would absolutely kill you?
Are you joking?
Oh.
I know already.
What is it?
Tub Thumping, Chumbawamba.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst song. He drinks a whiskey drink. I'd be like, I'm down. I don't care what drink he drinks.
You'd be singing along.
Hey?
You'd sing along by like the fifth time round.
Nah.
You'd resist,
and
then you'd be like, all right.
Oh, what else does he drink? What happens when you get knocked down?
The reason I ask is because you know how I'm obsessed with Harry Styles, right? And I play his full album on repeat often while I'm cleaning the house and cooking dinner.
Sorry, I didn't actually know that. No.
You do know
No, I know you listen to it a lot. I didn't know it was just on repeat.
Yeah, it's on repeat.
Your house is a torture chamber.
Yeah, like my God. Ollie comes down sometimes in the morning and goes, oh, can we have a break from Harry? No! But anyway, the other day I put it through the speaker system in my house from my phone.
How else were you playing it?
What do you mean?
Like, how else were you playing it?
Well, like not just through a little speaker, through the speaker system that goes through the whole house, the Sonos.
Treat yourself and use the Sonos most of the time?
I do use the Sonos, but I'm saying to you, I didn't just have it on a little like Huey boom.
I get it, Jesse. Bicker's got speaker options over there.
There's reason I...
Hey, tell the orchestra to stand down today. They're fine. Back in the
There's
pit.
There's a reason I'm telling you it was going all through the house, okay? Yeah. Because then I left and it's not like a...
You've got Sonos in every room.
Sonos in every room.
Oh, my God. How many plugs are we getting in for Sonos?
Also, for us, that's not a lot of rooms. But for Bitmore, bloody hell. That
you
is
know,
a,
like if it was a Huey boom,
single-handedly
you can just
funny.
Turn it on and off at the Huey boom, right?
We understand how they work.
Okay, so a Sonos,
poor people.
You operate through
Actually,
your phone.
This is important because I don't know how Sonos
You operate works. It through your phone, right? Yeah. So I pressed play, did what I needed to do to Harry and,
to the house.
No wonder you had to clean afterwards.
But then I left and I left the nanny and the kids at home with my phone that controls Harry, but I left Harry in the house, didn't I?
Yes.
For the entire day.
Oh.
They had to listen to Harry's album on repeat. Stop you crying, it's a sign of the time. And they could not turn it off.
That's not even
but
on
I
that
have
album.
It loud too. So poor Penny, our nanny, had to listen to Harry's album loudly on repeat for 7 hours.
Oh, my God. And it makes when she finishes her shift and you spray her down with the hose, seem even cooler.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon. And, guys, switch it for Tassal Salmon, the true taste of Tasmania.
Ooh. Delicious and from the most beautiful parts of the world.
Yes.
You can eat your Tassal Salmon and just feel like you're in Tassie.
Salmon and mash is
go
heaven.
Together like...
Oh. Carrie and hash.
I don't think Tassal will like that very much. I'm sorry, Tassal.
Well, then you should get rid of your little habit because... Hey,
hash browns with salmon would be delicious.
There we go.
Yes.
She's back.
Hey, still to come, I got up to a bit of midweek badassery.
You said
today.
We were going to stop talking about that.
No, I want to talk about
different
it
one.
Some more.
Oh, okay, yes. Great.
But right now, our boss, this is very strange, just stepped up to the mic. She says, I've got a joke for you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've
doing
made
now
up a
at
joke.
5 o'clock on Thursday.
You made up a joke?
I made up a joke.
Oh, you've made it up.
I made it up. So remember that when you're judging how funny
okay,
it is.
Okay, okay. Sure. Yep,
great.
I'm thinking. Yep.
Okay.
Good. I admire anyone who has the courage to create anything. So
let's he to make a joke to a comedian who's very funny, Carrie.
Yeah. Is that your joke? Love it.
That wasn't the joke.
Okay. Don't you, mate, Jesse, you're better than drum hits on jokes. Come on.
For Sonda. I like the drum hits for Sonda. Yeah. I think it's good.
It's a joke about me.
Yeah.
What's my favourite movie?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, a pirated one.
A pirated one.
Oh,
that's very funny.
It needs a setup. Yeah. And if I wore a pirate shirt.
Yeah, and we laughed at it.
Anyone does it? I thought it was so good. It's not
a pirated one. No, I love
like
it.
The shirt,
I like
good.
It. I was expecting it to be terrible, and I think it's okay.
I can make up a joke about anything you want right now.
Okay, cameras.
What did I yell at the Canon camera? Don't eat me. Carrie's trying to... Okay.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We often watch people on TV and fall in love with those that we watch on TV and think we know what they're about and what their lives are like. And then suddenly they tell you what's really happening for them. And often it's a shock, not for them, but for you, because you've only seen one side of them. And someone who opened up to the whole country a few years ago about the struggles she was having was MasterChef, I'm going to say my favourite.
Yeah, I
agree. Absolute favourite
yeah.
from the whole decade that they've been doing it, Julie Goodwin. And she joins us now. Hey, Jules.
Hello, Carrie. Hi, Tommy.
Jules, it made me feel so sad when I read the line that you said you'd lost your joy in life. You spent 5 weeks in a mental health facility and you went in and out of hospital for anxiety and depression. This was a few years ago. Have you got your joy back?
Oh, look, I do have so much joy and so much to be joyful about, you know, but it is an ongoing process. You know, and I've got to keep doing the things I'm told I've got to do. And, you know, as long as I keep doing that, then, oh, my gosh, I've got wonderful things. I've got a granddaughter now, Carrie, and, my God, she is joy in a tiny little fat bundle.
Julie, I think one of the reasons why everybody loves you so much is because everybody either sees a bit of their mum in you or feels like they would love to have you as their mum or just in their life, cooking up delicious food for them and bringing that beautiful smile to the table. I was so shocked and saddened when I, you know, heard what you'd been through. Did you find it was a shock for a lot of the people around you?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, you go to work and you put on your best front everywhere that you go, you know, whether you turn up to a social gathering or whether, and I mean, you guys are on radio, I was on the radio, Breaky Radio at the time, and you know, you've just got to do what you've got to do, but eventually if you keep doing that without the proper sort of resources within you, it just breaks you. So I had put on a pretty good front for quite a long time when it all came crashing down. So, yes, it was a shock, and it was a shock to even some of the people closest to me.
You had been dealing with it for a while, as you said. What was the turning point for you realising you needed to get help or that it all fell apart?
Well, it kind of all came to a bit of a head, and, I reached really what I would describe as a rock bottom. I just couldn't operate, and I couldn't see a way out, and I couldn't see any purpose. You know, what I actually felt like was that my work here was done. And when I sort of came to my husband with that realization, he took me to hospital.
Was he shocked, Jules?
He, I don't think shocked is the right word. He was devastated, but he'd been worried about me for a while. It's a tough conversation to have, you know, and that's why I'm so committed to having it now, because it is critical. It's life-saving, and if we can't just come out and say these things, then, you know, unthinkable things can happen.
Julie, if people have just tuned in and they're wondering why we're not chatting to you about cooking, it is because it's Mental Health Month and a new initiative is starting. It's called Beyond Blue's Big Blue Table. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Certainly can. So Beyond Blue provide an amazing service. It's a free counselling, advice and referral service for all Australians, 24 hours a day, every day of the year. And the Big Blue Table is their first big fundraiser, and it's all about getting together around the table and just really just normalising that conversation, you know, how's your head, where are you at, you know, and once people understand that it can be as light-hearted banter as you like, you know, but once people understand that we can have that conversation without being judged or, you know, made fun of or put in a corner or dismissed, then I think more people are going to be likely to actually say, I'm not doing real well right now, and I think I might need to ask for a bit of help.
Well, you're so inspirational, Julie. We absolutely love you. I think Tommy would love to imagine you as his mother, only because his mother apparently was a terrible cook.
Oh. Jules, that's very true. She knows I've said that a lot. Can I ask you one cooking question before you let you go?
Of course.
What's your favourite, like, midweek, easy to whip up dinner?
Oh, look, probably the one I made last night, Thai green curry with a bit of a salad, noodle salad. It goes down really well with the family.
Sounds like two dishes.
Yeah.
I love just for Jules, a quick midweek dinner. It's two whole different dishes for all of us. It's like, that's dinner party material, Jules. Well, it is Mental Health Month. Cook up a conversation with Beyond Blue's Big Blue Table. Head to bigbluetable.com.au to donate and find out more. Julie, we love you. We love your openness, and thanks for making us smile.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
And if this chat has brought up anything for you and you want to chat to someone about it, you can call Beyond Blue on 1300 224636.
Follow Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, Carrie and Tommy are definitely thinking about a quick and nutritious dinner. Like to sell salmon? Switch it for salmon tonight and get a true taste of Tasmania with a healthy boost of omega-3.